Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or frustration. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a way to ride those emotional waves with more grace and ease? That's exactly what we're diving into today, mastering the art of managing emotions in the present moment. You know, our brains are wired to focus on the past and the future, often leaving us feeling overwhelmed or anxious about things that haven't even happened yet. But here's the kicker. True peace and happiness come from being fully present, right here, right now. And trust me, learning to manage your emotions in this moment is a superpower. It gives you control over your reactions, reduces stress, and helps you show up as your best self. So, how do we actually achieve this emotional mastery? Buckle up, because I've got 5 powerful takeaways that will change the game. First, awareness is key. It all starts with recognizing what you're feeling. Don't just say, "I feel bad." Dig deeper. Are you angry, sad, frustrated? Identifying those specific emotions gives you a starting point to understand and address them. Think of it like checking your emotional weather forecast. Knowing what's coming helps you prepare. Next, practice mindful breathing. Seriously, this is a game changer. When stress or anxiety hits, take a few deep breaths, focusing on the inhale and exhale. This simple act can calm your nervous system and create space between you and your emotions. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional thermostat. Third, challenge negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us, sometimes painting a picture that's more dramatic than reality. When you catch yourself thinking, "This is awful," or "I can't handle this," e-challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have?" Often, these negative narratives are just exaggerated stories we tell ourselves. Fourth, find healthy outlets. Emotions need an outlet, and finding healthy ways to express them is crucial. Whether it's journaling, talking to a trusted friend, going for a run, or listening to your favorite music, find activities that help you process and release those feelings in a positive way. It's like giving your emotions a safe space to vent without causing a storm inside. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and emotions are a natural part of life. Don't beat yourself up when you have a challenging day or feel overwhelmed. Acknowledge your feelings, practice self-care, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and suddenly, the printer jams, your boss sends a last-minute deadline, and your internet connection decides to take a break. Sounds like a recipe for emotional meltdown, right? But what if you could approach this situation with a calm head and a sense of control? That's where managing your emotions in the present moment comes in. You could take a few deep breaths, acknowledge that these are frustrating circumstances, but choose not to let them derail your entire day. You could remind yourself that it's okay to feel frustrated, but you have the power to respond constructively, maybe by seeking help with the printer, prioritizing tasks, or calmly communicating your situation to your boss. By practicing mindfulness and self-compassion, you can navigate these challenges with grace and even see them as opportunities for growth. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage emotions in the present moment. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing a healthy relationship with our feelings. It's about learning to ride those emotional waves with more awareness and control, allowing us to live happier, more fulfilling lives. Want to share your own experiences or ask questions? Hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you and connecting with other folks on this journey. Remember, every step you take towards managing your emotions is a victory. So keep practicing, be patient with yourself, and don't forget to celebrate the small wins along the way. Until next time, stay awesome and keep tapping out of overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.